there's things to discuss, and we have to start out with a wonk wonk. We kind of have to start out that way. So
dun dun.
You have. We're back to Ricardo Medina Jr. Back in the news again. And then the headline from this NBC Los Angeles.com article: bail reduction denied for ex Power Rangers actor charged with murder.
What about ex Hollywood man Rick Medina?
So the
Why's it gotta be Power Rangers?
Why can't it be Rico?
The article says, long and short of it, is that that there was a request to lower his $1 million bail, and the request was denied. Ricardo Medina has been incarcerated for since we've heard about him being rearrested. And there was some other details that came out. They were saying that with his ex-roommate's wounds that they analyzed, that it didn't look like it was self-defense. It looked as if it was intentional, because according to the deputy district attorney, she was saying that there is not one stab wound. There are a total of 10 stab wounds to the victim, and each stab wound is another wielding of a knife in a, quote, Power Ranger style, no pun intended.
Really? Okay. You're gonna go all with, right, that, lady. With that? With, wow, that?
Like, all right, wow, lady. Like, first of all, like,
that's,
I get it.
Ridiculous.
It looks, it, like, it does not look good for him, but really, you wanna, like, bring in Power Rangers in this, all this, right? Like, come on, you need to stop. There's no, quote unquote, Power Ranger style. You know what the Power Ranger style is? What they do is that they save the Earth and defend good and fight evil. And
by the way, that pun is super intended, because what is a Power Ranger style? Like define it to me.
Exactly.
You're super intending that as a pun.
Exactly. Trying to put in the minds of the people that, like, hey, you know what? Since he's a Power Ranger, he knows how to kill people. Like, really? Uh-huh. Like, really? Like,
you know it's not real, right? Yeah. Like, it's not like he was even in the suit. Come on.
Yeah. So then his attorney was saying that the wounds were not from the sword, but were from the dog that was also in their house. And so those other wounds were dog wounds and not stab wounds. And then his attorney was trying to say that he was trying to show the pictures to, I guess, you know, the people that had to do with all this stuff, and they didn't even want to see it. So, the sister of the ex-roommate was saying that, you know, he needs to stay in jail and, you know, pay for his crimes and yada yada yada. The opposition was saying, well, the sister had a, I guess, a restraining order or something like that, to that effect, against her own brother. And she said that, you know, she wanted to teach him a lesson, and she regretted it, and yada yada, all this other business. So it's not over, kids. It's not over.
I feel like it's easier to tell the difference between a stab wound and a dog wound than they're making it out to be. Like, can't you figure that out, like, in 2 seconds? Maybe?
I don't know. So we will see. I you know, it's just that that you have, and then, like, they actually show a picture of Ricardo. And it's just, I mean, it's like night and day. Like, you would pass him up on the street. Mm-hmm. You know?
He looks like he's aged a decade in the last year.
Yeah, he looks very, well, I guess no one will actually be happy to be in jail, you know, like, just happy-go-lucky, but it's, this case is ongoing, and it's not good. I just, for me, like, that lady, that deputy, whatever, she needs to, like, slow her roll, mm-hmm. okay, with some Power Ranger style. Mm-hmm. Because, look, hey, we're all, you know, we just want what's best for, you know, like, the truth to be revealed. And we just want what's best for all parties, right? But don't have us have to get up in arms with the way in which you are framing your case. Don't. Okay. All right. You know, like, if you have a valid point, you don't need to throw in that little salt on that wound saying that it's some Power Ranger style. So you need to slow your roll, lady. All right. Back up. Making us defend people. Back up.
Anyway. Tell me some.
Defending your boy, Ricardo.
So, yeah, we have to mention that because, you know, weird news. That's what we
CSI,
do.
CSI, NPS.
There goes my Wild Force.
Oh, no, wait, that's Law and Order, sir. Con.
Dang it.
Say what?
There goes my Wild Force photo weapon.
Shut up.
Don't be that guy, Jared. Do not be that guy.
But I wanted to get them all together, and that's what's really important. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's like,
he should be released just for that.
Right? And as we've already been over, he's a Power Ranger, so clearly he can't do evil things. So this case is already over.
Right. It's the photo op defense. That's it.
So won't you please think of the fans' defense?
Yes.
That's who really matters in all of this.
Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. So moving right along to a little upbeat. Let's keep this show upbeat. Boom Comics, you know, they just like to ride this MLPR train.
Uh-huh.
And so they announced recently that there is going to be a little spinoff.
Mm-hmm. The mini series.
A little mini series that is featuring the Pink Ranger.
Wait, can I read the summary?
Sure.
So by the way, before the summary, I just think it's fantastic that if they're doing miniseries for all these different Rangers, I love the fact that they're starting with Pink.
Yes.
Like the fact that they're going to the girls first.
Yes.
It's just such a vote of confidence, and it's something we need because you know if you would have had to bet on it, you would have said Tommy or Jason right away.
Well, the first arc of the new comic is Tommy anyway, so.
Everything's probably going to be Tommy in some way, shape, or form. That's just how it goes.
Of course, even Kimberly thing could easily have, you know, Tommy's up in this place. Oh,
yeah, you better not pine for him. You better not pine.
Please,
you know there's going to be a variant cover. There's going to be such a variant cover of Pink and Green. You know it's going to happen.
I think I've probably already seen it. Like, you know, there's been so many different variants of everything.
Yeah,
so.
I really hope everybody gets a series eventually. But yes, start with Pink. Great.
So this summary, Kimberly has retired from the Power Rangers to pursue life as a professional gymnast, but Zordon calls her back for one last mission to defend a mountainside where a long-resting ancient evil Zord lies dormant. To get back into the action and, for the first time, lead her own team, Kimberly has to dust off the rust, plus create a practical, handmade outfit in the process.
Wow.
Wait, hold up.
So I'm with them. Until we get to the part where we get the practical handmade outfit.
So many questions.
It's not Power Rangers anymore. It's Kimberly in a Katniss outfit, I guess.
Yes, it's Katniss. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just confused by Zordon's mentality here. So, okay, you call her back.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't get to be a ranger. So that's a problem. You're letting her do this on her own, even though there are still rangers around.
Mm-hmm.
She has to create her own team out of nothing, I assume also not having outfits. Mm-hmm. And why is there another evil Zord?
And how is she going to fight this evil Zord without having the flashy outfit to, I don't know, protect her? Like, is she going to sew her own outfit that, like, magically defends her from... I don't know, projectiles.
I mean, Zordon's always been a dick, so, you know.
Yeah, I've always
questioned keeping in character.
His motivations have always been very questionable in all of his decisions. Like, there's always been so many evil Zords, and I guess that's where Tommy got his mentality of let's create evil dinosaurs all the time in college.
It's my, just... My big thing in reading this is that I read it and I'm like, okay, so this is clearly supposed to be in season three when Kimberly leaves the team. But there was such a big deal about how the new comics are in a different continuity, a different timeline. And now this, I'm like, oh, so is this in the new continuity, but similar events are happening? Or is this supposed to be in the TV continuity, but the regular comic is in a Boom continuity? I don't get it. Yeah, what?
Well, you can ask Brendan Fletcher and Kelly Thompson, because they're writing this 6-part miniseries.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I just automatically assumed that it was its own continuity, probably more along the lines of the TV series. So it's like, to me, I just assumed it was 2016 after the events of the 1990s from the TV show. So, yeah, and it's completely separate from what's going on with the main ongoing book.
Okay.
Which, for me, I don't know, like, I guess, I mean, who here reads comics? Because to me, like, this seems normal, like, you get, with Marvel, you get, like, the Ultimate Universe, or you get, like, some other thing that's not in the main continuity, but it's still a story.
This is Angel Grove 616.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, right. Got it. I think what throws people off is, like, you've just started your comics and you're already kind of deviating. Like, you could, you know, it kind of feels like you want to build your universe and make all the rules crystal clear
and
before you start splintering.
But it's like the first daggone comic ain't even out and they splintering. Mm-mm. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? It just seems to me is as if that they had these plans in the works, and depending on how popular that this comic was going to be, whether it was going to be pushed up, pushed back, whatever, yada yada, but like, they're like, oh, this is extremely popular, let's just announce
it, strike while the iron's hot. Yeah
I mean, it just seems a little bit too, you know, like, it's a little too fast. A little bit, because can we get number one first?
I was gonna ask you, Tristan, because you are the bigger reader of comics here. I would assume is it common for like a one issue of a comic to sell so well that they're like, all right, we're already announcing a spinoff?
Well, I think Jeremy's been reading a lot longer than I have, but I mean, I would say not that common. I mean, I feel like it's happened before, where something is sells so good, or like a character unexpectedly gets popular really fast and they're like, okay, 2 months later, like, here, he's solo thing, which lasts for like 5 issues and then is canceled. That's a thing.
Yeah, I've never seen it happen that quickly.
Yeah.
And usually when that happens, it's more like, here's more of the same character in the same universe doing something slightly different, or here's the same character, but now we give them a couple extra characters that they go off and do other stuff with once in a while. Like, to not even have issue one out and you're already spinning off one, and it's also a different thing because it's a team going to just one, which is, on, you know, not very common, but to still do that after issue one isn't even out, like... Boy, they have a lot of faith.
They're saying that this Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Pink edition is set to kick off in May. So it will be issue 1, 2, possibly 3, and then this.
Are they just trying to hit, like with a new number one, like, every couple months? Like, is that... I mean, because I know, like, Tristan was saying, like, an episode or two back, it's like, yeah, like, they have the first one that everybody buys because variant covers and first issue and collectors, and then you kind of wait a few issues to see where, like, the real readership is. And I'm like, we don't even know what the real readership is yet. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, they're in the headlines right now. So it's like... Mm-hmm. It makes some kind of business sense to just keep that going alive as long as possible, so that they will at least know that it's there and be like, yeah, let's get this, you know. It's just very quick. The only thing it reminds me of is like Spider-Gwen. That was a thing for a minute. She was introduced in one thing in like a Spider-Man event, and then that spun out into a thing.
Yeah, that was really fast.
Pretty quickly. And I mean, there is a little bit of, because we're being introduced to new Power Ranger comics doesn't mean that people don't know Power Rangers. So it's not entirely, it's not like a whole new, you know what I mean? Like, people will just get it for the novelty. And I'm assuming that after we get to number six of this, because this is a six-part story and then it's done, they'll announce, well, actually, before we get to the end, they'll announce, like,
Black. After its number one was released.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't see them doing more than two comics at once.
Right, exactly. So after Pink will be like Black or Yellow or something.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, if people buy it, that's great.
Yeah,
wonderful. Don't tell Kimberly to go sew her own costume so that she could
the synopsis ridiculous. I like the fact that it's unique and bold, but just reading that alone makes me think this is either going to be really, really cool or an absolute dumpster fire.
I mean, I will give them points for having it not set in like early days of MMPR. Like, yes. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. It was not just like, some side journey that happens and then she's back with the team and like, what happened? Oh, just some stuff.
Yes, it's the Lost Adventures.
So when are we getting Image Comics Power Rangers Zeo number 2? When's it happening? Come on, comics. Come on, where is it?
Oh.
Get me really excited, Boom.
I don't know. I don't want Image Comics ever having a hold of any of my favorite children's shows. They ruined the Ninja Turtles.
That Zeo one was actually really good for Power Ranger comics, you know. That first issue was all right. It had some continuity. It had some character stuff. It was all right. I mean, the drawing was meh, but...
I don't know. I don't trust Image with much of anything.
I mean, besides, anybody who's going to write a Zeo comic would be this team over here. That's right.
Man, Image Comics they started cutting people's the Ninja Turtles' arms off and their eyes, and they turned someone into a robot, and it was not good. It was dark. Not good.
Well, no, like, Boom can do it. Boom can do Power Rangers Zeo number 2. I just want to continue that story that Image started, like,
that in, exact in the 90s. Story. I don't think so.
Don't think that'll be happening.
They're going to pretend that never happened.
No, darling.
You know.
A man can dream. Man can dream.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things that we wish never happened, so Dino Charge.
Oh, it was not
come on. Bad. Don't do that.
No, okay. Let's, before we get to Dino Charge, there was also the new Sentai.
Oh, we can forget that happened. Premiered. I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah,
what happened?
Well,
what?
Nothing happened. That's the thing.
Yeah, nothing.
Zoojer. Or Juojer. How do you say it?
Yes.
Juojer. Right.
The spelling is sort of like an homage to Jew Ranger, you know?
Yeah. So that premiered, okay? Guys, what'd you think?
It exists.
I like the show. Theme song. I like the theme song.
The theme is cool, yeah.
I don't remember it.
I mean, are we doing like a full, like, just talking about the show there? Because I don't know. We didn't fully discuss it, I thought. Whether we're going to talk about it or not.
Well, I mean, there's...
Well, we are right now.
There's not a lot to say. Like, I mean, it's a generic Red Ranger who's really peppy. And he loves animals.
He's a zoologist.
Yes, he's a zoologist. Yeah, and so, like, he's taking these kids, you know, out in the wilderness, and he gets sucked into a giant cube because that happens. And he has a tiny cube in his hand. And then he meets a bunch of furries. And...
he goes to Jewland.
The Jewmans.
Yeah, Jewman, the pun. The Jew puns are going to be fast and furious here.
Yes.
But... yeah, and they're all, I mean, and they look fine, I guess, the furries. I mean, they're getting better at their furry suits, but it's still a bunch of furries.
Well, the main furries look fine. The
horse heads. Yeah. The horse boys.
Yeah, random panda lady in the background was too hot.
It makes sense.
I could do without the horse boys.
It makes sense. Like I get why they did that, but it's also like, guys, if you couldn't make them look good, like, why did you write it? Why'd you write it?
It's just that the whole, like, cute thing seems so random. Like, you've got this really strong animal theme, and then you've got this really strong, everybody likes cubes. All of our, like, structures in Juman world are built out of cubes. Like, what is that?
I mean, it's being a fan of sci-fi, it makes perfect sense to me. Like, you're on like an alien world or an alien land, and this culture is just for some reason into that shape. Like, that makes perfect sense. It's just knowing where it came from is kind of funny because of the Minecraft influence.
And all the villains attack them with triangles and circles.
With triangles, I know. Okay, go ahead.
The pyramid ships.
But yeah, it feels very, yes. very Fisher Price at this point.
Oh, so Zio is just bringing me
back. You're Midas.
Exactly as the Triforians.
Go, go, Ranger.
They're angry. They're angry about the DeFilippo triplets.
Those furries are going to get a note from the DeFilippos. You aren't representing the real Gold Rangers. We had a pyramid.
Show some respect. It happens all the time where the team of Rangers is fighting and then the red one shows up at the last second. He, you know, beats him up a little bit. And then I always hate when the first episode they already get to the Zords too. It just feels so, so fast.
Yeah.
And their Zords, like, on their own, when the cubes fold out into the animals, they look fine. They're cute. Like, the lion is friggin' adorable. But when they combine, it's just very, very bland. Like, I've been over this before, but, like, the toy, like, I have it. Like, legitimately, if you take these three cubes, you can transform it into the main mecha in seconds. There's just nothing to it whatsoever. From behind, all it is just the flat cubes with numbers on it. Like, it just is atrocious. It's one of those things where they decided that they had a final combination in mind, and that's the only thing they built towards. Everything else was ancillary. They didn't think of it until the last second, and it just becomes a big piece of garbage. Like, I get the Rubik's Cube, I get the Minecraft, that's fine, but if you're not gonna, like, put forward the effort to make it even remotely interesting, like, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, I'm never like a huge, like, mecha person in general. This is not the best, but yeah, like, for me, that was the thing. Is like, I feel like this is the thing with Sentai and maybe just Japanese, like, kid shows in general, is that they really want to, like, jump straight into, like, this is the show, here are the people, here are the powers, here are the things, here are the that, and then that's it. So this is like that plus 10, where it's 5 seconds of humans, 50 hours of action.
It made me really appreciate the premiere of Dino Charge, where they went so slow, and it was amazing. In comparison to this.
Only got two Rangers by the end of the first episode, and we barely saw one Zord. Like, they just didn't care about that. They wanted to build the characters.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, what's the character build to me have? Oh, the eagle guy gave him the cube. Okay, we get that.
Yeah, and that was another...
And then at the end, they had at least Green Ranger be like, nah, bye.
Right, because I was waiting for some kind of, like, dramatic, like, element. Like, something other than just, here's a guy, he goes and meets some more guys, and they all get powers, and they fight. The end. All right. Like there should usually be some dramatic element.
They thought he was a thief. What? They thought he was a thief. They thought he stole things. You know what I mean? So at first, you know, they weren't really down with him. And then they saw him with the cube and be like, only the Jumans can use them, you little thief you. And he's like, I'm an animal too. And
street rat.
There you go. So there was a little conflict. There was a little,
yeah, because friggin' I hate that lion guy so much when he's a human. Like, it looks so dumb. It looks so dumb when he's a human.
Oh, you mean the guy with the Asian with the dreads?
Yeah, Asian dread man.
It's not your favorite.
He's so bad. If he wasn't around, I could tolerate it.
Like, honestly, the furry part didn't offend me. Because when they turn into the humans, I'm like, oh no, maybe you should go back to the furry.
Okay, Shark Lady. Shark Lady looks nice. Shark Lady looks nice. Don't say anything nasty about Shark Lady.
Yeah, Shark.
The ladies are fine. Yeah, it really isn't the ladies. The ladies are just fine. It's the men.
Honestly, it's really just the lion to me. That's the only thing. Like, oh, he's so bad.
Wait, okay. When you say bad, like, are we separating their looks from, like, the character, or like, what are we, like? Because I think they all just look kind of like, oh, okay. They're people. Regular?
I can't stop looking at that hair, dude. I can't.
It's the dreads offend me. Like, stop. Okay, you're a lion. I get it. Stay a lion. Have your mane. That's fine. You're the only one really who. And then, like, the elephant, he's like, well, okay, whatever. You're just boring. Who cares? Yeah. So keep your trunk. Like, the guy should stay animals. And then the women, that's fine. You can go back and forth. That's fine.
What? Come on.
Like, I mean, honestly, I thought the furry part would have been the most offensive to me, and it wasn't. and it wasn't. And I'm very shocked and amazed that it wasn't. And like, cause like they didn't look too bad. It's those other Jumans that look horrible. And I'm sorry, I can't say Jumans cause it sounds like I'm talking about Jews.
Yeah, I feel like I'm offending somebody. I don't know who, but someone's like, been offended.
I know, like, I really feel like I'm, you know, being all racist. Yeah, but anyway.
Really enunciate Jew. Jew. Yeah.
Jewman.
Part of me feels like the reason why, when it came to their toys, they went very simplistic, color coordinated, numbered, all that sort of thing, is because we got the report last week that Ninja had, like, some of the worst toy sales ever. Yeah. Like, I think they said since Time Ranger, which is a long time. And the difference there.
Oh, wait a minute. No, you mean not since GoBusters? Really?
Yeah. Even yeah, it's, yeah, it's real bad. And I think that's the thing. Is
interesting.
But the thing that GoBusters and Ninja have in common is that their toys, like, don't really follow much of a formula. It's very hodgepodgey. And that's why I think they went so bright with the colors, put the numbers on it sort of thing that they do with collectibles and, like, you know, like Combinator, stuff like that, where they went that, because I think that's what they believe sells most to the kids. Although I'm surprised that there isn't a collectible in this season. That's very interesting because, again, they haven't done that since GoBusters.
Mm.
Like, there's no little knickknack that makes me buy belts or weapons. I mean,
do we know how many cubes there will be, like actual cubes?
Well, supposedly the final combination is 12, and then there's like a couple that are like weapons. Like, have you seen that picture of a wild Juo King?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. Like, they use the arm from the main mecha, so it looks like it has a tiny baby arm. They don't make it any bigger. And it's just cubes stacked on top of one another. There's nothing to the combination whatsoever. Like, based on the anatomy, the shark crotch is now in the middle of the chest. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense.
Well, you know, here's what I've been pondering as you're talking about baby arms. I like how the reason that everybody was saying that GoBusters was not used to be adapted was because, oh, well, the toys, it was the worst. No, and they didn't do it. And now you have Ninja, which is obvi gonna be adapted. I guess that wasn't a reason.
Yep.
Interesting. Well,
it's 'cause people,
interesting indeed.
People keep saying all that, like, oh, this didn't sell, and that's why it's not adapted. Okay, we don't know that that's the real reason. Okay, like, we don't know. People like to guess.
It's the thing is, though, like, I would think if it wasn't about toy sales, then it would be about their perceived marketability in the American market, primarily, right? And which still confuses me because GoBusters looks like it is like tailor-made specifically for this market, even more so than Japan, really, at least following recent trends. So I don't, it's just forever going to baffle me. And I'm sure people are like sick of hearing about it. Like, there's people who are like, okay, enough about GoBusters. It's gone. It's over. But
it's never gone. It's never gone in my heart.
I think the thing with GoBusters also is that it was less, I don't want to adapt GoBusters, but it's more, we have dinosaurs right in front of our face.
Yeah.
Like if it doesn't matter what the second choice is, if one of them is dinosaurs, we're going dinosaurs.
Just go back.
Just go back.
Just go back. Marty, we gotta go back. Just
go.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, because GoBusters was not given their fair shake.
Well, okay. And again, the other thing is the suits, though.
They're awesome.
And do you know how many horrible suits that we had to adapt?
No. Not the Ranger suits, the monster suits.
Yeah, how after a couple of years they start deteriorating.
They deteriorate really quickly.
Yeah.
We're talking 4 years old now.
Now, unless you want to, like, season two it or Masked Rider it and just not show the suits, which is, by the way, no, that does not go well. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Judd had talked about it. Like, he's been interviewed a couple times, and people, when it was still a question of being between GoBusters or Ninja or Tokuger, he was sort of like, well, like, Tokuger, I don't really feel trains. GoBusters was interesting, but it's also, like, a while ago.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Well, Judd did an interview about this.
Oh, Judd, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chip. And then he had also said, but like Ninja, you know, there's a lot you can do with that. But he said it wasn't his decision. You know, it's obviously like the marketing's. Mm-hmm. They're probably just like, you know what, ninjas, here we go. Great. Awesome. Yeah. And even then, like this report from Bandai came out not that long ago, and they've been planning this season for longer than that. So.
Mm-hmm. But either way, though, I mean, they still, you know, you can talk all you want about the difference between American and Japanese audiences. But if they're still looking at that figure in front of their face that says GoBusters didn't sell, like. And Courage did sell quite well. Like, I mean, what are you gonna?
It's what more are you gonna incentive.
Do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing there saying go with GoBusters. Besides, oh, except the like niche. It. Except the niche audience really likes it. The Japanese version. Well, okay. We're not airing the Japanese version, and we're not targeting them. So why is that incentive to us?
Yeah, I do still think though, like objectively speaking, like if kids saw those suits and saw like just the general look of the show and like some action and stuff, they would respond very positively. It's just maybe now we'll probably never know, and that's kind of like a sad thing of like oh well.
Until
I think people want to look at whatever numbers they want to look at and spin it however they want to, point blank and the period. If they want to say that, oh well, this is a reason why this didn't sell, so we're gonna go with this, they're gonna use that. If some other reports come out where like a particular season that is particularly just all ninjas all the time, oh but your toys didn't sell, oh we're not gonna pay attention to those numbers anyway. They're gonna look at whatever they want to look at, they're gonna choose whatever they want to choose. And I'm tired and sick of people justifying, oh well, because of this doesn't happen and that didn't happen and this didn't sell or whatever, that's why they choose this. No, they are arbitrarily picking whatever they want to pick, and I'm tired and I'm done. And it's over. I'm done with the argument.
Are you just man that now GoBusters is in the same category as Tokyuger on the trash heap?
Excuse me?
Trash heap.
Is not in a trash heap.
You sit there with the Die Ranger suits and you stew.
Hey, oh. New powers is real.
No, it is not.
You whip the new powers.
Actually, it is not.
Yeah, who's ready for the 40th anniversary when we get new powers, Blitzkrieg powerness, and we get the GoBuster suits?
Hey, Blitz new powers. They promise us we get legacy figures of every Ranger ever. I want my Blitz new powers figures, dang it.
Yes, the star power something something. I don't
Lightning
know what.
Lightning force and sonic force and
prism something.
Gosh. Anywho, so anything else about Juanger that
Did you see that picture? I posted in the chat. Look at that thing. Look at it. Look at it and weep.
I see that photo and I just hear it whispering, I want to die.
Right. Between the baby arms and the fact that his entire torso is a block. Like,
you know, we made fun of the Tokuger train dong, but wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know where that dude's going, but it better be handicap accessible. Like, what is wrong?
Ay, ay, ay.
Jeez, it's so ugly. And the worst part is I'm going to probably pay money for that.
This is why they keep making this crap. Because people are like, oh, this sucks. I hate this. Thanks. Okay, charge it. You know, and it's like, well.
That being said.
You can stop this chair. You can stop this.
That being said, the changer is very cool. I like the changer. It's very neat. It's fun. That's about all I can say in the positive column.
Okay, I like the chain sword.
The
Red Ranger's chain sword. It's kind of a cool idea.
Although I always hate that he's the only one that gets the weapon though.
That always annoys me. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I have to say, like, I was expecting to not like this, and it didn't offend me. It wasn't blowing my mind. Like, I'm not going to run to watch the second episode. It's like, ooh, look, elephant guy is all butthurt. Like, I mean, who cares? That's not a cliffhanger for me.
Right.
But I wasn't offended.
And as much as we make fun of, like, I'm making fun of these toys, like, I still really like the Ranger suits, like, a lot.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, I'm a big fan of them.
Nope. I like them less when they do their, like, super dino mode
thing. Oh yeah, that's just gosh. The dirt worst.
That is some Wild Force horrible looking.
Well, I can deal with the wings. Wing dude's fine.
Well, yeah, that's wing dude's beautiful. Fine.
But yeah. Like, especially elephant feet, no. No
elephant. So that elephantitis bad. Thing, no, oh, that's not disgusting. Yeah.
Elephantitis farm. Oh no.
That's got, like, no, though, that was bad. I can't. That was no. But, I mean, other than that.
Like, and if you're so uncreative enough that you can't even give two of them different things, like the fact that white and yellow is the same thing, like, come on. Come on, try a little more.
Yeah.
Give her, like, a tail whip or something.
I mean, to be positive before we wrap up, like, positive or at least observant. Yeah. Is that the villains are going with, like, a video game theme. I guess going with Minecraft. It's a video game theme, and so they have coins, and they, like, when a monster grows or whatever, it's, oh, you continue, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That was cute, yeah.
Yeah, so, and just the fact that they consider it a game, it actually reminds me a little bit of Comrade Akuga for the 12 people in the Western fandom that actually know what the hell I'm talking about.
She gave a thumbs up. He did the thing.
Yes, he did do that.
And he had a boyfriend. He had a boyfriend. I remember that. His cop boyfriend. His cop boyfriend in Comrade Akuga.
Right. Yes. The love that dare not speak its name. Yes, it was the blood game. So.
But their weird language. I was like, what are you saying?
Oh, the Zabba Zubba Zabba. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Zubbly Zoo. I didn't
know. Zubbly Zoo. Magic the Wonder is waiting for you.
It is. I don't know. It just, I know. Like, you guys are saying, like, it was there. It was kind of generic. It was, I'm like, yeah, you know, but it could be,
yeah, I'm not making,
like, offensively bad.
Yeah, I'm not making
it's
a
not,
judgment.
It's not bad.
Series. I'm just, yeah, my most of my complaint comes from furries and the mecha design, which are aesthetic. So, I mean, there you go. I'm not really making much of a judgment overall here. It's just, and that's the thing, is a lot of series, like I said, have the first episode where not anything really happens. So get two or three more episodes under the belt and they'll give you an actual opinion.
Although I would have to say,
when
they're in their cockpits for the Zords, like, that's atrocious. Like, however they steer, like, that's atrocious.
Oh,
like,
I love the spinning cube.
But they spin the cubes for everything that is different. Everything.
Yeah, there's no variation. Every time the Megazord made any move in season one, they just hit the control forward. Forward. Control. Forward.
Yes. Always
punch forward, kick forward,
and do like a backflip or something.
Yeah.
But at least there were like other buttons on their control. Like, you could be like, okay, well, they pressed a button and did forward. Yeah. No,
maybe they got a hive mind. I don't know.
Spin a cube. Like, it is so, like, oh my gosh. But I mean, you know, if it ever did get adapted, like, you know, that's the first to go.
Opposed to Zach turning in his chair, fist bump. All right, let's go. Got it.
Everyone nods. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Or season two, where it's the same, like, 2 minutes of stock footage of them, like, falling over or putting their fists out or, like, moving the control, like, one way and that's it.
That being said, as much as I don't like him and his Zor, any of that nonsense, Tommy's whole get the ball from the back and put it in, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
The same one, yeah.
It was always the same one for every blast, yeah. But the other thing I did like was the fact that their giant cube, like, they actually said there are six cubes, so we know, you know, specifically, okay, it makes sense. Cube, six sides, six rangers. I like that. That's good. Makes sense. And it's the colors of the Rubik's Cube. I'm down with that.
But, good.
Yeah, that's about it.
So, I mean, like, I mean, I don't want to come off sounding like I didn't like. I thought it was good. I mean, it was fine at least. Like I didn't hate it. Interestingly, apparently this was written by the same guy who wrote Kamen Rider Wizard. So, depending on who you are, you can be excited or who's not the excited about
people?
That. I don't know.
Show me these people. Show me these people that were hyped for Kamen Rider Wizard.
Wizard was not that bad. It was
another one that was just there. It was there. It existed.
You yeah. just didn't like the red guy and his emo-ness. Like, you just didn't like it at all.
What? No. It's just that, like I said before, it's always the same thing where it's the sidekicks have the same basic personalities in a lot of these series. Like, I was telling this to people last night. Like, Wizard, Drive... O's, they all kind of came off the same to me, where it was very, very generic. And yeah. it wasn't, they weren't necessarily bad, they weren't necessarily good, they just existed. You know, they did nothing to wow me or change the status quo or bring anything new to the table.
I'll say I was a hell of a lot more interested in Kamen Rider Wizard than I was in Neninja. If that same energy comes into this, then we're already doing better. So
you leave poor Neninja alone.
I will.
The finale.
Because it's done.
The finale set up the team up movie that's coming out soon, so that's okay. That's a thing.
Well, good for them.
And there's going to be a green Neninja.
That's great.
So that's nice.
There is.
There is a female green.
Oh snap! Really?
Mm-hmm.
Female green.
Yeah. Well, you want me to spoil it for you?
Sure. Why not?
It's the main villain, Kyuumon.
Oh.
Because in the finale, like literally, when she dies, the green like shuriken shows up, and dude's got it. Like she got redeemed.
Okay, but that's what I was about to say. Like, it's a dude, like, right, even though it's a female voice.
But that's who's playing the character, is the voice actress.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
So it's reincarnation, sort of.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, the only bad thing is it's the same design as the Red Ranger, just repainted, but...
I'll take it.
Right, but it's still, yeah, green female ninja, so that's cool.
Hmm. All right.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. I give up.
Zoolger.
Yeah, this is like when you were always like, Go Kegger, what's it called?
Go Kegger.
Go Kegger. The Pirates.
First of all, never said Go Kegger.
Go Kegger.
Or Kurt Ruger really messed you up.
Yeah, that did actually. I'm not gonna lie, that really did mess me up. So is this a gonna see next week? Have to see next week?
I don't know about have to see.
I'll end up watching it.
Yeah, I watch everything, so this is kind of moot for me. Even like I said before, Ghost Ager is the only one I even finished. That it just took me a long time. I'll watch it. I'm always going to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not indifferent. Like I will, like I want to see the next one. So
yeah,
that's something.
Yeah, the last two seasons have been ones where I watched everything, but it might be like two or three weeks later, I'll watch two or three episodes in a row because I'm behind. You know, it's not like I gotta, as soon as the...
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, is this a show where it's like, okay, I'm gonna watch this next week, or like, I could wait a couple of weeks to catch up.
Ask me in a month. When they actually
episodes. Right. For me right now, like probably it's more like, okay, I'm just going to set aside an hour this week and watch this first and then watch the Superior Kamen Rider Ghost. Because actually Ghost, side note, Ghost is actually pretty decent right now.
Side note, I love the
like,
voice
in
for
the
last
new
Morpher.
Few episodes, it's been good.
The new Morpher voice is the
yes,
greatest
sir.
Thing ever. Yes, sir. Fantastic.
Yes.
I always love it when they get somebody who clearly speaks English as their first language as the Morpher voice. It's always a good idea.
Yeah.
Seamus, what about you?
For me, it's one of those, I'll give it like two or three more episodes just to see if I'm really hype on it. But I don't know. Toku recently has been kind of I'll watch it if I need to for a podcast. If I did not,
if you're gonna make me.
It's Toku has not impressed me in a long time, and that's just not me being a snob. And it's not that there were any bad shows, but no show has gotten me like super jazzed, like none, like not even everybody's favorite Kamen Rider Gaim. I was lukewarm to that one.
Yeah, you're crazy. Just I mean,
how many episodes? Because ever since you said that, I was curious how far you had gotten.
I watched it all. But the thing for me is that, and made
you
for like
the whole thing.
Yeah, I watch a lot of Toku. It's just that I watched it, but it was a thing where I watched it and I was like, all right, for the five of you in the audience and that know what this is, the same writer for Kamen Rider Gaim wrote a show called Madoka Magica. And Madoka Magica was basically Kamen Rider Gaim, but only 12 episodes and about a billion times better paced and better to women. So that's what I liked better about it. And honestly, I really just wanted Kamen Rider Fruit Ninja. That's what I really wanted. And I didn't get it. So I was a little sad about that.
I am not going to rush to watch the next episode. It'll be a thing.
But what if it's really good all of a sudden? What is the greatest thing ever?
You'll let me know. And then I'll maybe check it out. Maybe.
Have you kept up on Kamen Rider Ghost, Lisa? Have you kept up?
No. Of course not.
Aww.
It's been okay.
Of course not. Like, that was an unrealistic expectation.
I'll watch it when it's time for us to talk about
when
it
we
again.
When we tell you that the second arc is finished.
There you go.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Fair enough.
There you go. So yeah.
When was that gonna be even?
Probably around 25, 26, right? I would assume. I mean, that makes the most sense. Whenever his second set of days, you know, are over.
Yeah, exactly. And those aren't over yet.
No.
Yes, he has like 30 billion days, right? All right, okay, whatever.
Right now he's at like 75, and then like one episode before he's about to die, they'll be like, they'll skip from like 40 days to like two.
Two, exactly.
He went on vacation. So. Oh.
Okay. There you go. All good. Cool. So yeah, so let's talk about Dino Charge, you guys.
No James Galen, so automatically nowhere near as good.
Yeah.
Automatically not a five. So yeah, a date. Is it a date with danger? Yes. A date with a ranger? Okay.
Yes,
it's a repeat title.
A date with
title.
A ranger would have been a great title.
Yeah.
Or, as I like to call this episode, once you go black, you never go back.
But she did go back.
Well, she wouldn't have gone back. She wouldn't have gone back. If he hadn't broken up with her, she would have been fine with him forever.
Black told her to go back.
Okay, this episode, let me tell you, and I know Tristan has said before, why do I read comments from people about how good an episode it is or not? It's just human nature. But I don't think at this point it affects me the way that you would think it would, because I just come to the conclusion that anytime I read my Twitter feed, they're wrong.
Oh.
And then that's it. And like,
so you just
whatever
insulted
they say,
all listeners.
Take that, fans.
Yeah, I don't know who's on my Twitter feed. Whoever,
I would never abandon you like Lisa would. Don't listen to her.
Subscribe to Jeremy, and he'll listen to everything you say.
Me, yes.
No, I mean like whatever they happen to like. I for this particular season, I am not on board. And whatever they don't like, I'm just like, oh, that wasn't so bad. Like, you know, I just, for this season alone, it just seems so odd to me that I'm just not on the same page with my Twitter people. I don't know why.
So what did your Twitter people say about this episode?
No, they just really liked it. They really liked it a lot.
It was okay. It wasn't like the best episode. It wasn't
the
terrible.
The thing is, I don't really have a super strong reaction to this either way. Like, I think the thing is that for the first three episodes, they were very unique. They had very interesting strategies for fighting the Rangers. And this week, it was just a very typical episode. That doesn't make it fantastic. That doesn't make it bad. It's just typical. And that's...
No, I would have to kind of disagree.
Because it's when Snide's just chilling. Like Sledgewood. He's just chilling.
I mean, the plot for this episode was so bad. Like, you don't understand. Like, it really was.
It was not that bad. I mean, okay, yeah. the girl falling for the Black Ranger. I was like, okay, girl, you're supposed to be an astronaut. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, that's the thing is, like, I honestly, at the beginning of this, I thought this whole thing was going to be she's really smart and she figures out who he is.
Which would have been awesome.
I thought that's where they were going.
That'd be great.
And the fact that he almost said it twice. Like, I thought, like, this is the astronaut chick. She's going to figure this out and she's going to be cool with it. But no.
But no, like, it was so on the nose with how dumb he was. Do you see him? Like, he's a little.
Well, that's every Chase episode is Chase is a pig.
But it was so dumb. Pig. Like,
what? Is that the word we're going for?
I would say he's oblivious. He's generic man. You know, he's the stereotypical generic man.
Well, his last focus episode was like not noticing that like Shelby wasn't liking the way he was saying. But at least in that one, it was a little more like, oh yeah, he could maybe not notice it right away because he's like, I'm super great and da da da. And here he's sort of like, hey, want to watch me skate for like an hour?
It was like season two on the nose. Like, it was ridiculous. It was kind of like, there's no way that like it could, this season, which has been pretty decent, could be so over the top with its ridiculousness of how dumb one person could be. Like, I don't know. Hold like, on. How on earth would he think? Hold on. I gotta finish. How on earth do you go from let me be this trauma, you know, like back in like the first season of this show, whatever. Let me be this trauma. Let me, you know, kind of woo the ladies or whatever. And you're gonna think that going on a date where you just skate by yourself. Mm-hmm. Not with her. You don't teach her how to do anything. You don't show her how to do anything. But by yourself would be a good idea. Then another date or another meeting, you have all your trophies and your medals or whatever. And that's all you do. And you think that like, I think the implication, though,
I believe, is that Chase typically dates people as vapid as he is.
Yeah, I think the subtext that I got out of this episode, and again, this is subtext. I agree with you, Lisa, that a lot of it was very like very plain, very stated, very season two like. But there was some subtext going on that the kind of girls that Chase normally dates are the kind of the ones that he might like, you know, make out with once or date once and then never really see again and kind of fool around. But with this one, this is one that he actually really liked, and he knew she was smart. Like even before like the astronaut thing, like he knew she was smart, and he felt very insecure around that. So he felt the need that he had to prove that he was awesome, and he overdid it.
Right. I agree.
Which is fine. I understand. That's his usual thing of him thinking that like he's amazing and he has to show off, and like it's a thing. It's been shown through different episodes that I get. It's the kind of on the nose nonsense that like this show tends to do with Riley.
Oh boy.
You know, like it was really I don't understand why you had to write way. You could have written it a little smarter.
If they had done it like, because there was that one scene where it's like, yeah, she beat him in the push-up contest. I'm like, more of that. Mm-hmm. More of that, please.
Yeah.
Like, the beginning of this episode, no problems. I mean, I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be great. Oh, look, she beat him. And it just seemed as if, like, they made him feel such a dunce. Like,
if they played it.
Like, you could have a little bit of, like, hey, let's go. Like, what do you want to do? And then she says what she wants to do. And then he, in turn, is trying to show off that, oh, look, I know so much about what you like. Look, I'm trying to be what you like. Something. But it was completely.
If they had played up his insecurity more, and it wasn't just like, oh, man, I want to date her. Like, if it had been less that and more like, oh, I feel inferior next to her. I have to try to seem as cool as I can, and it just keeps backfiring. And that would have been pretty okay. Although, and then her liking the Black Ranger, like, with his helmet on was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Then, oh, my God. gosh, like, can we like, get to, I mean, and then the whole part of when they're actually dating, when he's in the suit, and is that like, oh, I don't know, maybe you have nothing else better to do, like, save the world, whatever.
I liked what he was, I liked what he was walking in the park, and like, no, and there's so many people around, and everyone's chilling.
That was so bad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Like,
what's funny about that though is that, like, coincidentally, I was reading a comic book. Like, going back to the comic book thing, is that there was a comic book that came out recently where there were two superheroes walking down the street, and this like a street full of civilians with their phones out and like selfie sticks trying to take photos of the Rangers. Well, not the Rangers, of the heroes, like as they walked down the street. And I was like, why wasn't this happening on Power Rangers? Because it should have.
Well, pretty to be much. Fair, California has seen over 200 Rangers at this point in time, so maybe it's old hat.
Not Amber Beach! Come on!
Not Dinosaur City!
Come on!
Everybody's what? Too busy getting ice cream from Watkins Ice Cream.
There you go.
Too concerned about like, that.
But the implication here, though, is that Chase has a routine every single, like, he knows, like, date one I do this, date two I do that, and in every past scenario doing those things on those dates has worked. Like, the push-up thing was the, you know, the one time it really didn't, it seems like. So the fact of the matter is that he has this girl now that he really, really likes, and he doesn't know how to deviate from his norm. And then that's what's affecting him. Like, I agree they didn't play it up the right way, because it should have been more like Chase's personal, like, you know, I don't know how to show her more of me. Like I don't know how to show her the deeper side of me. All I know is the superficial, because that's all I've ever done in the past. That's the girls I've gone for. That's what's worked. So the whole deep thing doesn't work for him. And instead, they just played up the fact that, you know, Chase is a jerk, which they've played up in the past before. And so it kind of feels like old hat.
So. And then by the end, it's the girl's like, oh, you saved me from a monster, so therefore you care about more than just skateboarding, I guess. And it's like, well.
As if he would be so dense as to be like, you know what, sis? You know what? I think you got this one. So I'm going to just go and look at more of my medals. Like, are you serious? Like, nobody.
Well, and I also like the fact that we just had an episode where Riley was learning not to try to use his ranger powers to help him in his personal life. And then Chase just used his ranger powers to help him in his personal life by having the Black Ranger tell her to go back to him.
Yep.
That was kind of selfish.
Yes, well, absolutely. First of all, I don't think anybody else noticed that Riley was doing what he was doing in that episode. But in this one, it's like, hold on, like you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, do you want him to like encourage her to like go away and not be so attached to the Black Ranger, or do you want him to just use this to just stay there and just be like, yeah, we're dating now?
It was kind of a lose-lose. It was kind of
that's so weird.
It was because he's the one who perpetuated it in the first place. So it was his fault in the first place. Like, you know, bro, that you can't date this chick while you are a superhero, and you guys can never know, like, each other can know the real, like, it can't happen. Like, so it's his fault anyway. It's his fault to begin with. It's his fault to end with. It's his fault. It's fault. It's fault. And then it just so happened, like, oh, look, it's working out for him, where he's trying to convince her to go and date himself.
I will say, I loved the bit where he's like, why did I steal her from myself?
Oh my God. I love that. Yeah, I love that. That was good.
Yeah, and Ivan and Coda just pulling faces in the background, as they usually do. Okay.
No. This is what I was thinking about. I was thinking about this earlier today. I'm like, how does any girl go for Chase when Ivan is right there? Ivan is hilarious. Ivan is flawless.
Ivan's a little weird. I mean,
yeah, but he's like adorable weird.
Well, out of the five male Rangers, Chase is the fourth most attractive.
Wait. Excuse me. I think your rankings need to be reevaluated.
Wait. I want to hear these rankings from you. All
right, rankings: Ivan, Coda, Tyler, Chase, Keeper, Riley.
What?
You need to.
Where does Heckle rate on that list?
Ooh, let's see. He got kind of a weird nose thing going on, so.
No, he doesn't. What are you talking about?
Tie with Keeper.
I think Heckle's below Tyler. He's somewhere in the Tyler Chase range, somewhere in there.
What about Albert?
Albert's number one with a bullet.
That's number one, obviously.
Yeah.
No.
Straight up.
Oh my gosh, but no, but speaking of
He Keeper, did something. Though, maybe that's why everybody loves this episode. Keeper. He did something.
He gave some good advice. I'm gonna give him that. He gave some good advice.
Mm-hmm. He finished his cake and
he was ready. He was looking for the cake though. That's why he was like, ah, oh, crap.
Do you have any work? Oh,
Chase, no. When is your birthday?
I guess I'll just do my job instead.
He's got his birthday hat on the ready.
Oh my gosh, but...
However, though, okay, the we can quibble over, okay, what's good about the Chase part, but, like, there was a subplot.
Yeah, that's Tyler. The thing is, other seasons would not have time for that. Like, other recent seasons, we're talking about Chase in this episode, nothing else happens. So at least, you know, give him credit for that, even though
it was rushed. It was rushed.
The whole, I got a letter. Okay, cool. That's a thing.
Which clearly dubbed over the clearly dubbed over guy, like in every scene, I'm like, oh, he could not hide his New Zealand accent, could he? Oh, they got to replace him with another
well,
voice.
Well, nobody could actually. Actually, I think Chase did the best job hiding his New Zealand accent.
Yeah.
The girl he was dating maybe slipped up a few times. Whatever. At this point, it doesn't matter.
A few.
Yeah. I'm just flashing back to like the Disney era where everyone had that accent and you know, no one really was like 100% successful. I just accepted that that's a thing.
It's like whatever. Kid for life. Never forget.
Please try to forget.
James Napier. Like, can we just talk about James Napier for a second? Like, broski had.
What about? What is it? I know it wasn't a New Zealand thing, but Adam Tomoen, who's like, good luck in all your future battles.
Oh,
the Moto Bros were not doing well with that.
Don't talk bad about Hunter around Tristan. He will claw your eyes out.
Pretty much.
Anyway,
that's his boy.
We're moving.
Even though the rest of the world realizes that he's the only like completely really sucky Ninja Storm Ranger, but that's okay.
Well, Hunter's not that bad.
He's the worst.
Thank you.
Like, there's no deviation in that. It's straight up Hunter's the worst. Everybody else is tied.
I mean, when you have Cam on the team, like Cam is clearly superior. Like,
yeah.
Cam's kicking it. And Dustin. Gotta love Dustin.
I love Matori. Don't even play.
Sensei.
They're all lovely.
Yes, except for
Sensei.
But okay.
Shut your face.
I was glad to see that Tyler's dad died with all when all that styrofoam fell on him.
Yeah, those big foam rocks, they crushed him hardcore. The way they bounced.
There's lots of light in that tunnel. Did you notice?
It was nice and light blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of looked a little aquish.
No, they wouldn't do that. It's too obvious.
Yeah, some might say.
It's too obvious. No.
I did have a moment, though, because, like, when, what's his face? What is his name? The friend.
Rusty.
The father's friend. Whatever.
Rusty.
Great
Rusty
name.
Like a dog.
Great name.
Smitty Pointer.
He's like, can I see your inner gym?
Oh, that was so creepy.
Could have been worse. His name could have been Chester.
What was the name of the guy in the Peter Jackson movie? What was that movie? We reviewed it on
The Hobbit.
Yes, The Lovely Bones. Mr. Pedophile.
Mr. Pedophile. I do remember Mr. Pedophile now that you say that. Yeah. Oh, Lovely Bones. You were a movie.
That did happen. Rusty
I thought he was going to steal his energy. I thought he was just going to take it.
I thought he was literally going to be like,
yoink,
you know, devious,
right,
and do something or like, you know, like oops, like, look, Tyler fell down another.
Whoops, like cave in.
I thought it was going to be like Fury in disguise and then all the other
Oh, that'd be great.
Cave people would have turned into foot soldiers or something. But nope.
It'd be great if it was just a guy who just tried to murder Tyler.
Just some random dude.
It would be a random dude trying to murder this son. Like, you were the son I should have had.
I murdered your father, and now I will kill you too.
Victor Adler too.
So yeah. Look, the boy's looking for his father. He's still on the search. Everybody was all up in arms about, like, oh, look, who's the person who's playing his dad? What's his name? And I'm like, it seems like regular Joe Schmo.
Here's the thing.
So
Tyler's been searching for his dad for years, and he's gotten absolutely nowhere. And then a letter just shows up out of nowhere, and it's the first real clue he's had.
Yeah, that was weak. Weak.
So literally, his search has been worthless.
Actually, a physical letter. Yes, but it's like a physical letter. It's like, wow, like Amber Beach. Okay, can you hear me or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Just go.
No. You heard me really far away from when I actually said it.
Go.
No, forget it. No.
No, you were talking about a physical letter, and what are you saying? What, Amber Beach loves their physical letters? They don't like emails?
Yeah.
They don't have emails? Is that a thing?
Apparently, yes. Like, no electronic. See, I really feel like Amber Beach is, like, on some kind of, like, Bermuda Triangle time warp thing, where it's, like, half modern and half, like, way lagging behind. Everything is letters and, like, what? Why? Why are you sending letters? Do you not have this person's email?
And postcards.
Do you not see them on Facebook? Something.
Well, and Shelby's got that super futuristic phone that takes video of stuff that's already happened. So.
Yeah, see, they don't like technology that sees way too much in the future because it might actually, like, solve their problems. No.
What about Tyler giving Shelby a peck on the cheek?
Hey. Yes.
Oh, whatever. You're friend zone, Shelby. Just deal with it. It ain't happening, girl. Okay.
Tyler cares too much about his dad. He's like, I gotta think about my dad.
And yeah,
time for you.
I think one of the biggest flaws with Dino Church in general, and it was displayed here again prominently, was there's so little backstory when it comes to these villains. Like, this dude just showed up out of nowhere in the Epcot Center ball.
Oh my gosh. First of all, yes.
And he
just, continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, like, just literally shows up out of nowhere and he's like, I hear you need the energy gems. I will help you. Why? Okay, first of all, nope. Okay, not going to tell us why. And then he's just with them all of a sudden out of nowhere. Like, we don't know where he came from. We don't know why he's helping them. He just is there now.
Yo, him and his candlestick were so powerful. Like, out of nowhere, like, yo, little candlestick is, like, blowing up all the rangers and junk. They have all these little loopholes of, like, how they depower him or whatever or something, or, you know, Fury gets in his way or some kind of nonsense or whatever. And he's this powerful. Like, why? Why is he? And how come are they? They're like keeping him at bay because we can't have somebody be too powerful.
I love the. I travel in a burning asteroid. Need I say more? I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, you know what? I'm down. I'm down for Stinge.
There's a simple explanation for that,
dude. It's called a last blaster because it's the last blaster you'll ever see.
Oh, that was almost kind of cool, but not really.
Because it's been done already, because Kendall said that. This is the last morph you're going to see. Yeah, kind of did that joke already.
Let's ignore the fact that he has the same symbol on his chest as all of the other villains, but he just showed up out of nowhere. Okay, cool.
And then let's talk about Kendall and how, like, she don't morph no more. It's just like, you know, at least let her get in the cockpit. Yeah. You know, that's American made.
She could have picked Tyler up. She could have, like, been like, Tyler, I'm coming to get you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just, come on, man. Like, this whole episode to me is just one ticky-tacky hot mess. Like,
ticky-tacky tranny hot mess.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't going to say that T word. Okay. Because that's not nice, as we've learned. Especially after a really good episode that we had last week. I mean, I just can't. No, there's no curve. There's no like Billy scale. Like, no, like you guys, like, in fact, I'm like ready to grade it right now.
Not
like,
the girl. I'm ready. Womp.
I'm trying to think if there really was much more to discuss. Like,
I mean, I can say that the villain, the new guy, Singe, at least I appreciate that his voice is not like, blah, 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 generic bad guy.
Right.
He's, yeah. he's been around a couple of times already.
You mean the voice actor?
Yeah.
The voice
actor? He was a shifter.
I'll pretend I know which one that is.
The gold one
from RPM.
The big one from RPM, and he was also the big creepy red monster from Megaforce. The
Creepox.
Creepox, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Ah, that memorable character named Creepox. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but then yeah, this one feels like he's actually just more his normal voice instead of trying to be evil.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give him this, that his new rivalry thing with Fury was kind of interesting. I'm like, well, as long as they don't have it drag on for like 15 episodes where it's like, I'll get them. Well,
yeah, the fact that he called Fury on the carpet for the one thing we've been saying the whole time. You've been here for millions of years and you've done nothing. Like, yeah. I love that. That was cool.
I do like that, like, the fight ends only because Fury was jealous.
That was
he
great.
He wanted to shrink yes. him.
Yeah.
There was a problem with the magna beam. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Nah, son.
some things happen. I don't know. Gotta check the ship.
I mean, don't start none, won't be none.
You know, you win some, you lose some.
Although I didn't like the fact that, like, when Chase showed up the last time to fight Singe, like, he was standing 10 yards away from him, and Singe fired at him like 6 times. Chase didn't even move, and he missed every single time. Like, come on, hey, dude.
He's got main character protection, all right?
Like, God, you're supposed to be Blaster Guy, and what is this? Stormtrooper?
Yeah, where's the hot shot? Where's the hot shot? Where is he?
You know, well, I have noticed that they've eased up a little on the hot shot thing.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
thank
I
God.
Think they must have realized. I hope so. That was so bad.
Yeah.
I'll give some of Singe's lines, like the only one way to cure a hero headache, crush them. Like, I was for some reason reminded of that monster Brickneck from Time Force when they were like, no one's too tough for the Power Rangers. And he's like, I'm no one, and I'm too tough for the Power Rangers.
These are kind of insults.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just hurts.
It does.
And then, by the way, you end the episode once again with the grill. Come on, you've done the grill joke many times.
Well, this one was the grill, not the girl.
Yeah, Shelby does have him by the short hairs. It's amazing.
I did like that she was the one to actually say, like, did you care about anything that this girl liked at all? Did you ask her about herself? Anything? Like,
I'm glad
that she's
was,
the one
I'm glad it was script. Shelby. I'm glad it was Shelby who was doing that, being like, dude, bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, all right. I guess, look, I'm going to start overrating this because I can't.
0 out of 5. Right,
let's just.
She's going to bring
it a 1. She's giving it a 1.
I'm going to give it a 2. Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah. That thing is a 2 because there were some parts of it that were okay or whatever. But, like, the most thing that offended me were Shelby's edges. Like, how on earth are you going to let that girl go out with a blowout like that? Power Ranger stylist, hairstylist, or whatever. Like, how are you going to do that? Like, legit, like, can you not, I don't know, maybe give the girl up her perm, up her game, something? Like, y'all have enough money. Oh, no, wait. Y'all probably don't know how to do black people's hair, so what else? What else? So y'all let that girl, with this whole episode, have her edges looking really crispy.
Okay.
No, that's not a good look.
Raise your hand if you noticed that. I don't
sure.
Y'all, look, let me tell you something. And in terms of like our hair, it is a very big deal. You can't just you need to have somebody on set who knows how to do black people's hair. You can't just do a regular old blowout and call it a day. That's not a thing. We need extra heat. We need perms. We need things. So ain't nobody got time.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time.
So how would you rate like Scott's hair? Like, how do you rate Scott's hair throughout the season of RPM?
Scott's hair, I mean, like, it's a little easier for guys because, you know, you expect it to be a little rough around the edges, a little straggly here, a little whatever. But women, African-American, or just black in general, because, you know, they're not all from America. Black women's hair, you gotta pay extra attention to it, especially when you want them, like, out in the heat and the sun and whatever and sweating out their perms and junk. Like, you can't do that. That ain't cool. That ain't right. That ain't fair. That ain't wrong. That's wrong. And that's why I guess it's too. No, that's not the only reason, but...
Good enough.
But
reason.
Like this episode was not good. It was just not good. I don't care what anybody says. It's horrible. And I've discussed it all before, but like this was not good.
Dang, sorry. Girl.
That's crazy. I'm sorry.
What do you give it? Like, what do you give it, Tristan?
There
what
are bad give? Episodes. I mean, a 3.
I agree.
3. Although, agree, like, it doesn't sound like it's that significantly different. It doesn't sound like it's that significantly different from the 2, but it is, for in my mind. Like, to me, this was a perfectly normal, just regular episode. Not a favorite or anything, but I thought it was just fine. Like, no big deal.
Yeah, well, maybe you like looking at Chase, so you don't mind. So,
what? I'm sorry.
Why you gotta make it like that? Dude, why you gotta make it like
what
that?
What are you talking?
Are you trying to say is it partial? Trying to say what are you trying to say, Lisa? It's pretty stereotypical. Mm-hmm. Why you gotta phrase it like that?
Yes,
because it's true. Moving right along.
Shame, shaming.
We need to mansplain to her why this episode was okay. Like, yeah, for me it was just a normal episode. Like, it wasn't bad, it wasn't great, it was just a very basic episode. I kind of wish they would have found something new for Chase to confront, or besides him just being an insensitive doucher. But I don't know, for me the bigger thing was just the fact that the villain had, like, as cool as he was, just had nothing there. He was just, it was just straight up, okay, we got footage of this new villain, let's start using it. That's it. That's a thing. But other than that, you know, I mean, yeah, it sucks that we can't. That's another reason why I was like, I wish they would have held out a little longer with Snide being in their inner circle. Because now he's kind of just devolved to Sledge in this episode.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see if they do anything with him. I hope they do something.
He needs to have a comeback after this episode, because if he's just chilling, then like, what was the point of exposing him?
Yeah, they need to go and find what's his face. They need to go and find Heckle, yo.
Next episode, Alpha Ranger, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's kill you, so Carnival.
Well, that's.
Oh, that's great. So who else is left?
This episode, at least.
Yeah, right. So.
Silver. There's Silver.
Yeah, so James will be introduced next week.
Who else is left to... Did everybody grade it?
We all said 3 except for you, so yeah.
No, we all...
Yeah,
you guys are crazy. I don't know. Like, I mean, especially for Dino Charge, like, you know, that's a little, you know, you're past remedial, right? Like, you have to, you're a regular show now.
Next right? week I will, you know, focus on the hair a little bit more. Clearly I have been.
Yeah, watch out for that.
Yeah, I've been lapsed in my hair care noticing of the Rangers.
I'm just looking out for my girl, okay? Like, I'm just looking out for for when, you know, we haven't had a black girl in a while. I gotta look out for her. So yeah.
Do you think we're gonna get another black girl next season or no? You think they're gonna
They'll give you some minority girl, but it won't be.
They will repeat the exact ethnicity of every other season that hasn't had a black girl. Like they'll have two shows that have the exact same Rangers be the exact same ethnicities. They'll do that like a bunch of times. But if it's a black girl, no, we must have diversity now.
If this season had a Yellow Ranger, Kaylee would have been the Yellow Ranger because she's white and she's blonde.
Yeah,
that's how that works.
That's true. See, I'm hoping that next year, since it's Ninja, that we get like two very obviously Asian people on the team, including the Red Ranger and then one of the girls, because that would be fantastic and that would make a lot of sense. And with the fact that we've been more diverse this last year, it feels like it's possible. So let's go with that, please.
So Asian girl and a black girl, because we can have two girls. We're allowed to have that right up front.
Well, you know the other girl will be white. Come on now.
Unless there is a white mentor girl, then that's fine. They can do that.
Yes, unless the white person is telling them what to do, then you can have some of the blackies. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, Lisa. You're not wrong. Yeah. It's a good point.
It's just, I'm so frustrated. No, but seriously, though, they will never have. And you want to prove me wrong, Judd, if you're still around? Go ahead. Because if you have another black girl on a team, right? Then I'll be like, okay, good. You know, props to you, but y'all have never done it. So let's just get, except for like, you know, the MNPR, whatever, you know, like that was, you know, then you got to what you call it, to Turbo. You're like, oh, what? We got a black guy. Oh, snap. And then after that, I was like, yeah, you know, black people. As like leadership positions. Yeah, not a great idea.
Well, at least.
You know, black women, not a great idea.
Yeah, that was inexcusable. That was inexcusable. Like, wasn't the last one like Katie and Time Force? Or Shelby?
Yeah. Before Shelby, yeah.
And Katie had nothing to do. Katie got the short end of that show.
She found her
own. And granted, we've had multiple seasons where we've only had one female on the team, so it's been less likely since then, but still, yeah.
Because it's like that one female had to be white, right?
That's kind of their default, is if we only have one female, then it's got to be white. We can't have the only female spot taken up by a minority. That'd be insane.
You know, and if we're going to have one be taken up by a minority, let's have a white girl pretend one to be one.
Well,
let's
have that. They didn't know.
Gosh, yeah. It's for my people. It's been like Power Rangers, y'all. Like my people, my black people, my black women's, they are not really represented that great. That's why I gotta hold on to MNPR and Zio. Just I gotta hold on a little longer. But now I like Shelby, so that's good. It's a good thing.
Wouldn't it be terrible if Shelby was just like an awful character? Just like the worst.
Yeah, that would not be good for my people.
Yes.
You know, like, I mean, yes. Yeah, sometimes the actress, she overacts a little bit, you know, but she's way better than a bunch of the other people that we've had recently.
They didn't decide to have a black girl in Megaforce, because then they would have had to deal with that. Oof.
All the girls whose names start with E or end in Ia.
God.
Ia and Ma.
You know, but I was thinking about this week, actually, because, like, the stuff with, like, Chase and, like, the push-up contest and stuff like that is, like, they're actually doing a lot of stuff that I actually really like is, like, the females are not stupid. They're not doormats. They're not. And, in fact, it's Chase who's the stupid one, really, in this whole scenario. It's, like, he's dating a genius, but, of course, he didn't take the time to realize that that's what's going on, you know, or acknowledge that this is the case, and he's the one who looks.
Well, what I really, really loved about it was that, especially this whole season's been really good about having women in STEM fields, where it's like into dinosaurs, astronaut. I'm like, okay, yes. It's not just like, oh, yes. I want to go shopping, which is like, there's nothing wrong with a girl wanting to go shopping, but it's nice to have a little variety.
I want to be married. Rangers. Married is my goal.
I'm a great cook.
Okay, the one thing they do need to fix, though, is whoever the prop person is that makes their fake books sucks. Because I want to go to outer space. I have this book that says
outer
space. I wrote a book about dinosaurs. I have this book in giant font that says dinosaurs. Okay, we get it. And it's always the same font.
If I was them, I would just have, like, in, like, big letters who the author was and just have it be a past character, because then you know the fans would go nuts. It would be so easy.
Oh, my gosh. So easy. The dinosaur book was written by Haley. Oh, my gosh.
That'd be so
great. Oh, wow. By Dr. Great.
And give it a real dinosaur. Don't call it dinosaur. Just call it, like, it's like the wide world of fossils or something. Like, I mean, it's something small, or do something with, it's like in, what was it, Megaforce, whenever, like, the stores in the mall, like the one store was called Athlete. Like,
welcome to close.
Oh, or the episode where they went to the grocery store and it was just called the grocery store for all your grocery needs.
Oh, God. They come up with a parody name, you know? Call it Walmart or something.
the foot sublocker.
Sublocker.
Hand chest.
Like, you can, or, you know, Frodell's. Like, do something. Like, get your
like the brain freeze. Name. Like, Ernie's brain freeze was not a bad name. I mean, using the Ernie name was dumb, but, like, the brain freeze, not a bad name. Perfectly fine.
That's fine, yeah. To be fair, it is more creative than
Juice. Yeah, the name is fine. Yes, the name is the best part of it.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about just the interior anything. Yeah.
But let's be fair, Dinobite.
Dinobite!
Flawless.
Yes.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Okay, but for real though, at like San Diego Comic-Con or PMC, can you have like a fake mock-up of the Dinobite? And you can like buy things there? Come on now.
Might as well, as long as James Galen is there. That's cool.
Yep.
Plus, he's making my burger. If he puts a sparkler in my burger, I will pay $50 for that burger.
You can sign it. You get a photo op with it.
Yeah.
That's a $48 profit.